Centre Wellington. Centre Wellington will be one of the first, if not the first, municipalities to honour a parasport athlete with a Home of sign. Centre Wellington Council approved the installation of the Patrick Anderson signs during its Wednesday's meeting. The signs will be installed along the township's Highway 6 connecting link, which extends from Tower Street to Side Road 19. Back in February, three Ellora Public School Grade 7 students, Lily Brown, Helena Cogan and Maya Hunt, requested council to honor local Paralympian Patrick Anderson by putting two highway signs at the north and south end of Fergus. During Wednesday's virtual meeting, Colin Baker, township's managing director of infrastructure services, explained to council the initial proposal was to install the signs at the population signs at both the north and south ends of Fergus. However, the population signs belong to the Ministry of Transportation, MTO, and would require MTO's approval to be modified or added to. Township staff then decided to install them at the township's Highway 6 connecting link, as it is within the township's jurisdiction. The township's Highway 6 connecting link extends from Tower Street at McQueen Boulevard to St. David Street at Side Road 19. We also had some comments on the sign design and the use of colors, maybe going for a blue background since red is used for more of an emergency to alert the drivers, whereas blue suggests more of an information sign, explained Baker at the meeting. The materials, dimensions, installation specifications, and locations of the signs will be reviewed and approved by staff over the coming weeks. The sign installation will require a township road occupancy permit to facilitate the installation by a third-party contractor. Andy Spears, the three students' teacher at Ellora Public School, has requested the approval and installation of the signs be done before the unveiling ceremony on May 16. We are hopeful Patrick Anderson will be available to attend the ceremony before he is required to report to his National Wheelchair Basketball Association team in New York City. Staff will inform the council of the unveiling ceremony details once they are confirmed, said Spears. Spears explained he put up an idea factory within the school's student leadership group, and Lily Brown came up with the idea and Helena Cogan and Maya Hunt jumped on board with the project. We don't always get to do fun stuff like this, so this is really exciting for us as a council. Thanks to Mr. Andy Spears for quarterbacking and supporting your students on this project. It's great to see this kind of involvement in our community, said Mayor Kelly Linton. The two signs will be supplied by a local sign vendor, and a local contractor has offered to donate their labor and materials to install the signs. There will be no costs to the township for the installation of the sign.